Well, according to the latest USDA Food Outlook, many of our specialty crop growers are seeing higher prices so far this year, and that includes our citrus growers here in Florida. But USDA economist Christy Plattner explains why that's not necessarily a good thing.
They're losing a lot of orange production this winter, and the fruit sizes are a lot smaller because of the drought, so they're getting less juice yield, so it's pushing up the prices because they're going to need more oranges to produce the same amount of juice.
Plattner says in total, overall citrus production is down 3% from the previous growing year and down 7% from the start of the initial 2012-13 forecast in October, mainly due to our warm, dry winter.
Drought conditions are occurring in the citrus growing production regions, which is causing the fruit to be smaller. The trees are stressed and dropping the fruit. So each month since October, they've been dropping the projected harvest for Florida. Navels, Valencias are staying stable, but they're just starting to get harvested. Grapefruit's down, tangerines are down, and tangelos are all down for Florida.
But citrus is not the only specialty crop garnering high prices, as the weather across the nation has affected apples, pears, seedless grapes, and strawberries. Although Plattner says the strawberry prices are expected to go down as the season progresses.
We're expecting a strong season for strawberries this year, so that should help lower prices from beginning of the year where they've been very strong. So that should help consumers towards the late spring and summer. Prices should come down on strawberries.
Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.